I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy has a slight lead over Democratic incumbent Mary Landrieu in the latest U.S. Senate poll. Louisiana Radio Network's Jeff Palermo has more on the results of the poll.
Rasmussen surveyed 800 likely voters in Louisiana. 44% said they would vote for Cassidy, while 41% backed Landrieu. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says the results are not surprising.
For the most part, these results reflect the trend that we've been seeing in Louisiana in recent years.
Hogan says based on what he's seen, a vote for Cassidy in many cases is a vote against Landrieu, and voters do not know much about the Baton Rouge congressman.
Cassidy's candidacy is not well known across the state.
Jeff Palermo reporting.
The future of the old Tallulah High School, a Madison Parish landmark, is uncertain. Vacant for nearly 10 years, the building has become run down along a central roadway in Tallulah. A renovation to bring the building back to life would be around $10 to $15 million. The school is on the National Historic Register, and some residents are scrambling to save it. With the National Register listing, the site qualifies for several grants. Initially, the Madison Parish School Board wanted to donate the structure to Delta Community College. That offer is still standing, but a feasibility study has put a pretty steep price tag on the renovations, even with about $3 million in available grants. Senator Francis Thompson says someone else is going to have to fill in a gap, which could be anywhere from $12 to $15 million for restoration of the school. He says he and the state's Attorney General, Buddy Caldwell, are part of a group trying to preserve the building. Thompson says the group is currently looking at all available options. The city council has approved a $30.3 million budget for the next fiscal year in the town of Minden. Mayor Tommy Davis says that the city's finances are sound, though operating costs are rising for all city departments. The mayor says that sales tax revenue and ad valorem tax collections have remained flat. A pair of hitchhikers traveling through Richland Parish ended up in the hospital after a knife fight late Saturday. 54-year-old George Matthews III of Jackson, Mississippi, was arrested after he and 56-year-old Joseph Bryan of Jasper, Alabama, fought with knives in Rayville. According to Rayville police, the two men got into an argument over some clothes. Both men were armed with knives, and the fight started in the parking lot of a gas station and ended in front of a Waffle House restaurant. The men were planning to stay under the Interstate 20 overpass in Rayville. Both were treated and released from the hospital with minor injuries. Matthews is being held in the Richland Parish Detention Center. His bond has not been set. One of the bigger upsets this past weekend in college football happened in Lafayette as Louisiana Tech trounced the Raging Cajuns 48-20. The Bulldogs had over 530 total yards, and they were led by quarterback Cody Sokol, who threw for 295 yards and two touchdowns. Sokol says it was a great performance in a rivalry game.
Big for us, something that we all wanted. More importantly, we just wanted to win. We want to get the ball rolling, going into conference play. So I think that was really important for our guys.
Tech running back Kenneth Dixon also had a big game as he rushed for 184 yards and two touchdowns. This is KEDM News.